News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the military's begun a blockade of Iranian ports, while Iran's threatening ports across the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman in response.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the war is already having an enormous impact on the global economy.
Even if the hostilities ceased immediately and the disruption of energy supplies from the Gulf will persist for some time to come.
A senior Hezbollah official says the militant group will not abide by any agreements made in upcoming talks between Israel and Lebanon. They're to start tomorrow in Washington. Meantime, Saga Magani reports Pope Leo is pushing back against some extraordinary criticism from President Trump.
The Pope has said a delusion of omnipotence is fueling the Iran war and other conflicts. The president took issue, blasting the Pope in a long social media post and then to reporters yesterday.
I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person.
Hours later, the first U.S.-born pontiff responded, saying his words were not an attack on the president or anyone else, while adding he's not afraid of the Trump administration.
I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing.
A message the Pope says is clear.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
And he will not shy from pushing peace. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell says he's resigning from Congress amid sexual assault and misconduct allegations that he denies. The seven-term lawmaker has also dropped out of California's gubernatorial race, in which he had been seen as a frontrunner. And a federal judge has dismissed President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal over a story on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. This is AP News. A big hit in the Big Apple.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
It's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, romantic story of spring and everything.
The grapefruit-sized birds are known for their kazoo-like calls and bobbing walks as they poke their long bills in the ground for earthworms. The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. While not endangered, American woodcocks have experienced a population decline in recent decades. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.